So Tuffy,
we had two study halls.
So Tuffy, so why you started this in, all right, so in eighth grade, you're at this school. Why all of a sudden out of say, you know what? I'm gonna give basketball a try. Did somebody look at you and say, man, look at your height, you need to try out a sport?
Yeah. I remember the first time I shot basketball was with one of my other uncles.
First of all, did you even know how to play basketball? No. Did you just play regular street ball with your friends? No. Or this is all new to you?
Yeah.
All you don't even know how to dribble.
I was bad. I couldn't even make a layup. It was so horrible. And basketball is a sport that black people can play. So for me not knowing how to play basketball, have you ever seen Mike Tyson play basketball?
He sucks.
Oh, my God. He the worst person I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But I would look like Mike Tyson playing basketball at first, and
were your friends kind of clowning, like, darn, you black, yeah, and you can't even play basketball?
Yeah, they was all messing with me. Shout out to my boy, Larry Malvo. I'm never going to forget Larry Malvo. And Larry Malvo, unfortunately, is the I hope he's still living, but he's the reason why I was getting all them damn C's, because Larry Malvo was the first person I met when we moved to Third Ward, and he was teaching me the street life. He was teaching me how to panhandle, how to, you know, get money. But it wasn't nothing illegal, but right. He was like, you know, going to the grocery store, helping people with their bags, asking people for money, putting on a little school shirt, like, I need money for the basketball team, or all this. He had all these little hustles.
And that caused you to get a C?
Yeah, because I would be with Larry all the time, and then I just do a little schoolwork at school and do, you know, I just
about getting money.
Like
at that
she
time.
Said, just enough to get by.
Yeah.
And we were only getting money to play like video games and Street Fighter. Like we wasn't like doing nothing with the money. Like, but he was a little hustler. I wonder whatever happened to Larry Malvo.
That's another one for y'all in the comments section. Y'all know Larry Mayo. What section was
I'm
he
sorry,
from?
Larry Mayo. I'm sorry, Larry
Mayo. Mayo. What section was he from?
Third Ward.
Third Ward. If y'all know Larry Mayo.
Larry Mayo.
Reach
Third
out to
Ward,
Tuffy
man,
in the
I
comment
to
section.
See you, man. Yeah, Tyra Malvo was my girlfriend in the first grade. I'm sorry.
All right. So you're playing basketball. The kids are laughing. What is the coach? Did you get cut?
Yeah, I didn't even make tryouts. Like, I think they had to see we could do. They had, like, a gym day, and they had us do some stuff. And I just remember I went up for a layup, and it hit under the rim and came back and hit me in the head. And everybody was laughing. I was like, oh, man. Even Miss Crawford, the teacher who told me, I was like, oh, man, it was bad. And it was bad because I never played, you know? So it was like, it was really bad. Yeah. So when I got to private school, I played, and then I started getting good.
Okay.
And then I played all the 4 years, and then I ended up making the first team all district.
What position did you play?
20-something points a game.
20-something points a game? What position did you play?
Small forward. No, I'm sorry. Shooting guard.
Shooting guard. Could you knock down threes?
I'm a deadly shooter. One my highest game I scored 63 points. I hit 13 threes.
Man, I gotta get you out there with Ray Allen, because Ray.
No, 47 points. No, yeah, me and Ray play together all the time.
Who be winning?
No, Ray's a real.
Ray can really ball.
See, that's the thing about me. I can only shoot.
Okay.
And now that I got size, I know how to post up and bully in the post. I can do a little post right.
Hey, look, cause Ray told me he was all state, he was all something. He told me he had skills.
Ray can play.
Ray can really play. Boxing, yeah.
Cause he, you know, he can play. He can handle it. Yeah. He can really play. Me and Ray played for years together.
Okay.
Yeah, we play every day.
All right, so you're playing basketball. Mm-hmm. You're doing good. In high school, going to college, taking prep classes, 16 years old. At what point in your life, or who introduced you, did you say, you know what? Let me see what this boxing thing is about. I mean, because listen, you're so smart and you got so much going on. Valedictorian, you're doing good. You know how to get money. You're playing sports. Your GPA is up there. Out of all things you can do in life, you choose a sport where you get punched in the face. Take us into how you even got into boxing in the first place.
Okay. This is a very good story. All right. I'm trying to cut it down. So, my dad goes to prison. First, they give him life in prison.
He got busted.
Yes.
How old were you at this time?
I was like, around when I was 7 or 8.
So that's about the time your mom is coming out of jail. And now your dad's going into jail.
Yeah, and my dad went in when my mom got out.
Man.
And they gave him life, then they gave him 40 years. He ended up getting on the appeal. He got 40 years.
Man.
So after that, fast forward, my dad didn't get out until 98, which I was already 20.
Okay.
I was 21. Yeah. So I didn't see my dad from when I was
7 to 21.
So I used to just, it's hard to really remember him, like, you know, because I was 6, 7. So
you weren't getting any visitations during all this time going to see him? Okay.
Never.
Was he writing letters back to you and you're reading letters?
Never. Never heard or seen or nothing from him.
Was your mom at least staying in contact with him?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nobody. So, once I got older, I was like, I wonder how my dad looked. I remember him when I was a kid, but not really. And then I was like, I wondered, like, do I look like him? Am I built like him or something? So when he got out, okay, so now I gotta rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
So then I'm in college doing great.
How old were you when you graduated high school again?
16.
Man, then you're going straight to college from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I graduated, I'm only like 165 pounds when I was in the college. So I was skinny.
And at this time, that white lady too, Miss Crawford, is she just happy and ecstatic for the way your life is turning around?
She never seen me since 8th grade. So she offered me the school. She gave me a pamphlet, and I think she made the call for me, set it up or something. She helped me out.
Man, she was so instrumental
in
your life.
I've never seen her since. I always like, man, I wish I could see Miss Crawford, especially when I started doing good. When I got in the USAA book for math.
Yeah.
Because that was like one of my biggest achievements was math.
So you graduated 16. Now, what college did you choose to go to?
I also speak Spanish fluently. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
Whoa, hey, man.
Fluently.
You grew up in the hood around black people. How in the world did you even pick up Spanish?
Private school.
It was
mandatory every year, all 4 years of high school. So then I picked that up, and then...
All right, so give us an example. So me and you are going to be at the fights tonight. Ask me in Spanish, are you ready to go to the fights tonight?
Right now? Yeah. Are you ready to go to the fights right now?
Yeah, like if you're going to ask me.
Okay.
How would you say it in Spanish? How would you ask me in Spanish?
¿Estás listo para las peleas esta noche?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do speak it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you be watching boxing and they be having translators, you know, you be understanding everything they say.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get to that in just a little bit.
I can really speak Spanish. My Spanish is like...
So you want to
5 minutes, once I warm up, then it start coming. It's like an old car. I remember like when I just said something, it was a little choppy. When I first start, it'd be a little... And then in about 5 minutes, I can go.
Yeah.
If we keep talking.
So you get a lot of Hispanic people that try to say stuff around you, and they looking like, he knew what we said.
I catch
but we'll
them
get
all
in that.
The time.
We'll
I'm
get
the
into
last
that.
Person somebody think can speak Spanish. Like, and I really speak it. Like, some people say I speak it, but then I hear them talking. They have bad accents and bad pronunciations, and they only can say, like, catchphrases and stuff. Like, you got to really be able to speak it, though.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, a lot of people say they can speak it. They really can't speak it.
Wow.
I can really speak it.
All right. And we'll get in that a little bit more about those things like that now. All right. So, 16, graduate high school. Are you getting scholarships or deals and offers? And where did you decide to go to school at?
I went to Xavier.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's really hard to get in Xavier because it's a private college also. So I went to private school, private college, and it was 90-something percent pre-med. So everyone's a doctor there except me. I wasn't a pre-med major. But it was 25 to 1, women to men. 25 girls sound for like, every one guy.
Sound like you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, so that played a big part of me picking and saving.
So are you? This a full ride?
Mm-hmm. Full scholarship.
Wow.
Academic and athletic.
Wait a minute. So were you going there for basketball as well?
Mm-hmm.
So you really, Scott, you went from throwing it, hitting the rim, it ricocheting, hitting you on your face, everybody laughing at you, to now you got a full ride for academics and for basketball.
It was mostly academics,
but still.
But they gave me, I got redshirted.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
That's good.
They tried me out and did all that, and they redshirted me. So
yeah, but you still made a team.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
on practice squad. But yeah,
what did you want to take at Xavier? What did you want to go major in?
I was a double major. I had accounting and Spanish.
Mm.
So, because at first, when I was little, before I really understood the world, I wanted to be a Supreme Court judge. So they was like, well, before you be a Supreme Court judge, you got to be a lawyer, and then you got to do this. Okay, so then I was going to take up law. And then once I seen all my family was gangsters, I'm like, I wouldn't be no damn prosecutor for nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'd be a defense attorney, but I wouldn't be the prosecutor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be trying to put people in jail.
Yeah.
Knowing it's always extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.